This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Indiana spelled the end for the Cruz campaign, and despite the campaign of Ohio Governor John Kasich, many are saying that Donald Trump will likely be the Republican nominee in November. While some picked bones with Trump's decision to speak in conciliar terms about Planned Parenthood, Trump has been consistently clear that abortion makes the abortion giant unsuitable for federal funding. He also says he would pick strong judges and very boldly says simply that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided. Planned Parenthood is clear in their contempt for Trump. A pro-life advocate in England says modern medicine offers too much to see elderly patients poorly treated and subjected to starvation deaths. At lifenews.com, Emily DeRoy says a new survey of end-of-life treatment in the UK points out that kind of brutal care. The phrase "death with dignity" belongs with those who offer care, not with those who push assistance in suicide. This is Life News Radio.
Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life.
Another Life News headline shows abortion drugs being smuggled illegally by abortion advocates using drones. And another noted feminist is again trying to sell the idea that 300,000 abortions by Planned Parenthood is really not that big a part of their work. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.